Hello and welcome to episode 25 of the Hypermanic Noise Podcast. I've got a regular guest on the show back again, Bruno Oliveira, one of the most requested guests on the show and one of my favorite guests as well. We talk about a person who's 47, was born male, has 7 kids, and now lives as a 6-year-old girl. Interesting chats ahead. We got into a bunch of other weird topics. Some of Bruno's travel adventures in Thailand. Probably stop listening now, Bruno's mum, if you're checking in, and my mum as well. I hope you enjoy it. Please, if you like the show, leave a 5-star rating or a positive comment wherever you listen to it. On iTunes, that shit really helps. On YouTube, whatever it is, please share the shit out of it. Got a bunch of cool shit in store. Got some t-shirts coming, stickers, hats, all of that sort of stuff as well. Thank you.
Podcast initiation complete. Warning. This episode may cause brain damage. Hypermanic Noise.
Okay, welcome to the Hypermanic Noise Podcast. Now, I had to briefly stop Bruno because he caught sight of the clip that we're opening the show with and he's angry already.
I read the title and it fucked me off already.
Title of this clip is Trans Woman. I have no problem with that part. Lives her life as a 6-year-old girl. Now, how old do you think this person is that's living their life as a 6-year-old girl?
Well, like, judging by what's going on in this society in this day and age, man, I'm probably guessing that this fuckwit is probably around 30.
All right. Do you think it would be worse or better if they were older? Do you think the older they get, the worse it is that they're being a 6-year-old girl?
Actually, yeah. Like, yeah. You'd expect it from, like, some fucking, I don't know, 18 or fucking,
yeah, some
12.
Confused idiot that's young.
Yeah, yeah, but like...
All right, do you think this person has ever been married or had children?
I fucking hope not.
What do you think, though?
I think that this person was married.
Okay, do you think they've had children?
Like I said, I hope not, but I have a feeling that this fuckwit has.
All right, let's get into it. As always, we get into the important issues on the show, Bruno.
She said, stop being trans or leave. So that, to me, stop being trans isn't something I could do. It'd be like telling me to stop being, you know, 6'2" and or leave. And I was who I was.
What?
I was trans before we married.
Hang on.
I was
a wait,
trans
wait, wait.
Hang on.
Parent.
All right, go. Here you go.
The person was trans before they were married.
Yeah.
Where the fuck's your wig then? What are you talking about?
Well, what he's saying is he's been... Look, I get this thing because I know a couple of transgender people that have gone through the whole thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I get that. One of them, a guy I know that used to be a girl when he was little, like 3 years old, he used to say, "Mum, when am I going to grow my penis?"
True.
Always felt that way.
That's hectic.
But this cunt is saying, I was always transgender. Right, whatever, cool.
Mm.
Whatever floats your boat. I was always transgender, even when I married my wife and was fucking her and we had kids, I was still a woman. Okay, all right, if you say so. But, so, were you always 6, even when you were, before you were 6? But this gets even better, the age thing.
You see, that's the shit that I'm fucking, like, going, what the fuck at? Because, like, you're claiming that you're fucking...
It's just my housemate home.
Okay. But, like you're claiming that, like, you've always been trans, but as you said before, you've been fucking... your wife, and you had kids.
And living as a guy.
Yeah, and when she met you, you were a dude.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't just say, oh, I feel trans when you're not trans.
No.
You know what I mean?
What's going on, man?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Spicy Dicey from Claim the Throne fame, making a quick appearance, making my dog excited, making me excited, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, hope.
Bruno's like, yeah, I'm not having any part of this nonsense.
Yeah, fuck, man. Don't get too excited.
Like, we're discussing the important issues, Dicey. There's a woman... who a trans woman who lives as a 6-year-old,
and this person has always claimed that
was always a chick.
Yeah, always has been trans even before he met his wife,
and was married with about 5 kids.
Yeah.
But was always a woman, and but now lives as a 6-year-old girl, even though he's in his 40s. She's in her 40s. Sorry.
Don't you think that you'd expect that shit from like someone that's around about the new generation,
like 18, some idiot? All right, we're going to learn more.
For 23 years, it floored me. It
good looking woman, though.
Because I didn't know
that's
how
a good one.
to not be trans.
Stephanie Walsh, welcome to Daily Extra.
Look how he spells Stephanie.
You are one of the people profiled in the Transgender Project web series and as well the TV show Am I a Boy or a Girl. Why did you decide to go so public with your story?
I paid a pretty heavy price for transitioning, and so at a certain point, I thought...
What the fuck?
S-T-E-F.
Stephon Knee, like kneecap.
Yeah. I'm going to be me, and I'm going to show other people that it's okay to be feminine for a guy. And so by coming completely out of the closet, it just liberated me to the point where, let's do this, let's talk about it, and let people know that this is okay. 2007, when I actually stepped forward and started getting myself educated as to who I was and what this was, I was pretty naive.
I'm angry at this point. I paid a heavy price. You walked out on your wife and kids. They paid a heavy price.
Yeah, that's actually
you're
very
a selfish cunt.
Yeah, I was actually, that was the next thing I was gonna say. Like, very selfish on his behalf to not even acknowledge the pain that he's inflicted on others, because you've actually been technically living a lie and giving your family bullshit this whole time, and you're only worried about your feelings.
If you knew that you were a woman before you got married,
that's unfair on them.
Why'd you do it? That's... Oh, and look, I don't understand the confusion of believing you're trapped in the wrong body and all that shit. It's got to be fucking hard, but this selfish cunt has... it gets worse than this, man, if you can believe it.
Well, my face has already gone red, man, so if you want to go dark...
We might as well go the whole hog.
Oh, fuck.
They come to a crashing halt. At age 46, after 23 years of marriage and seven kids...
Seven!
Stephanie realized she wasn't a crossdresser. She was transgender. A person whose gender is different than the sex they were assigned at birth.
I'm genderqueer, I'm queer, I'm queer.
So having said that, what have you heard from people?
A lot of feedback. There's a lot of positive feedback. There's a lot more people that are trans. Like, a lot of people come out to me. I get guys that you wouldn't think that are want to wear, like cops and bikers and can I wear a dress? So it gets very playful because you look at people and you think you understand what they're all about. You know, when you see a guy that's 300 pounds with a goatee who pulls in a Harley and is going through my closet and saying, can I wear this dress?
Whoa. He's making out like this is all innocent. And he's just like, all these people come out to me. There'll be cops and bikers and they'll say, can I wear a dress? Where are you having this conversation? In the street? And then he goes... You know, they'll be like looking in my closet. So he's got all these weird bikers and cops and shit that are into a 47-year-old man that thinks he's a 6-year-old girl in his house going through his shit. So are they pedophiles? If he's six.
That's, fuck.
It's very confusing, right?
No, but like you just fucking blew my mind just then.
Yeah. So when he was, the father and the mother of the children, but he was only six at that time because his age doesn't change for some reason.
That's the weird part about it, though. The whole age thing.
It even gets weirder, man.
I feel like, man, me trying to understand it, like, I'm actually trying to give it like the benefit of the doubt.
No,
but
don't.
There's so much loopholes in his bullshit.
Yeah, her bullshit. I'm sorry.
His or she, shim, whatever.
Wearing the dress, you don't expect it.
That's right. Stephanie has moved on. Believing that she will never be accepted by her wife and children.
Who the fuck would, man, after that shit?
She's got a job plowing snow and has a new family made up of friends and a new relationship.
There's days I forget my past. I can actually go a week without even thinking about what was before.
You can't.
Wow.
I can go a week without thinking of my seven kids.
Fresh start.
Fucking animal.
It's interesting because it's...
The fucked up part is the person, not the actual situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the situation's fine. Like, the situation's fine, but the context of the situation is what's fucked up.
Yeah, did you have to abandon your seven kids? Couldn't you say, look, I still love you?
Do you know what the fucked up part is, man? The fucked up part is where this cunt is the victim.
In his eyes, yeah, her eyes, whatever.
But this whole... No, but think about it. This whole program is focused on this fuckwit.
being the victim.
Yeah, like, yeah, oh, this person is gender confused. No, you're a fucking idiot that is being a piece of shit to every other cunt, and you only want to think about your feelings now and shit when you should have been like that from the start.
It gets even more retarded.
Oh, fuck.
Forward now, and I've gone back to being a child. I don't want to be an adult right now, and I just...
Can you just decide that, can you?
Like, yeah. I couldn't when I was in school.
How are things in your life now?
Well, I have a mummy and daddy, a adopted mummy and daddy, who are what totally comfortable with
no
me
way.
Being a little girl.
Yep.
And their children
Fuck off.
And their grandchildren are totally supportive. In fact, her youngest granddaughter, when I was eight, a year ago I was eight, and she was seven, and she said
what?
To me, I want you to be the little sister, so I'll be nine. I said, well, I don't mind going to six, so I've been six ever since. But we have a great time. And
what?
We color, we do kids stuff. It's called play therapy. No medication, no suicide thoughts. And I just get to play.
So he was eight, she was eight a year ago. And then the older sister said, I want you to be the little sister. So now she's six. Oh, this is one of those times I wish we had video.
This is so frustrating, man. You know, like people actually think that this is acceptable? Just because someone doesn't want to be a responsible adult, you make up some bullshit just because you want to be a kid.
Even the job that she's got now, plowing snow, that's a job you get as a teenager.
I know.
Going around knocking at doors in your school uniform. Can I plow your driveway for $5?
I think, like, when it comes to shit like this, is a very, it can be very delicate for a lot of people like to talk about. And a lot of people find it's a very sensitive topic when people talk about gender confusion, like, and all the time.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But I just can't help but feel like this specific situation is full of shit.
And it's taking the piss out of it.
That's what I mean. Like, this is the exact... Fucking, like, what do you call it? Like, this is the definition of taking the piss out of a serious topic or a serious problem
sure.
that people actually like experience and shit. I may never understand it, but I know it's a real issue.
Yeah, yeah. I 100% know what you mean.
You know what I mean? But like, cunts like that, and they get on TV and the internet and shit. You know what I mean? That shit that fucks me off. Like,
hailed as heroes.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, you're so brave. What the fuck's brave about you being a dog cunt? Nah, because think about it. Yeah, exactly. He dogged
his
family.
It's the opposite of brave.
That's what I mean.
You ran away.
Yeah, you ran away from your problems and you're being a dog cunt. And you probably made up this fucking facade charade shit just because you didn't want to go back to work, probably.
Imagine the
weird
cunts that he apparently is in a relationship. Imagine that cunt.
That cunt is probably liable for some serious murder cases.
Yeah.
And this cunt is probably part of the twisted fantasy.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Why the fuck aren't these cunts being investigated? That's what I want to know. At least investigate the credit rating. Or debts.
Who is the mummy and daddy? He's got a new mummy and daddy. Like, who is letting this go on in their house around their kids?
Next subject, man. I'm about to lose my shit. I've had to break everything in this fucking room. There's nice guitars in the room too, so I don't want to do that shit.
You picked the next subject.
Oh, fuck.
So what about heavy metal, Bruno? You're in the house of heavy metal. You're in the house that heavy metal built.
Yeah, like, this is actually like different experience. Like, I've never really been into like a metalhead's house.
Yeah.
So it's
we don't normally let Portuguese people into our house. It's bad luck.
Yeah, I sort of figure it was bias, like just a tad. But no, it's different, man. Like, I've never seen this much like posters and guitars and murderous like figurines as well. so it's been an experience.
Wait,
man.
Till you see the rape dungeon.
Yeah, I'm good.
You sure you don't want to check it out? You walk in first.
No, I'm good, man. You probably knock me out from the back. No homo.
Have you heard much heavy metal?
To be honest, man, I don't really know what, because I know like heavy metal has a lot of subgenres.
Yeah.
So then like, it's hard for me to say, like, I've listened to heavy metal. I've heard a bit of rock and roll, Skid Row and shit.
But like, yeah, okay. That's good.
Yeah, so, like, I'm a little bit educated in that sense.
That's
but
good. Skid Row, good.
I'm educated enough to know that I'm not that educated in heavy metal, so I don't want to say too much.
I feel
like dig a hole.
I want to hear what your thoughts are on this. This is a band called Dying Fetus.
Dying Fetus.
Dying Fetus.
I swear, you only brought me over here just to see me get pissed off or some shit.
It's not my fault I'm pregnant and I love drugs. Who cares?
What?
Fuck the baby. Let it die.
This whole song is about abortions. You're gonna love the singer. Have you ever heard anything like this?
I've actually heard a little bit of this type of music, except I can actually understand what they're saying.
Oh yeah, you can't understand shit.
I don't know what the thing is saying.
No, I can't understand it either.
All I heard was like the demon yelling.
There's a better band than that that doesn't even they have lyrics.
Oh right.
But this band doesn't even pretend to have lyrics. They just make basically sort of shit sounds.
So it's like a colonic of sounds in one.
You don't know how right you are yet. That sounds like shit to this you. Is an intro from Wait, South Park.
Like yeah, I actually do remember that.
Yeah. Every song of theirs is named after farts or shits or something, but there's no lyrics.
Well, just farts.
No, it's vocals, but you'll hear it in a second.
Is this like techno fucking heavy metal or some shit?
That's Goodalax.
Goodalax. Oh, I was going to say techno metal. That was weird, man. I didn't even, like, it was that weird. I don't even know how I feel. Yeah, no, legit, man. Like, do you ever hear some and you don't even know how you're feeling? You're just that confused?
That's them, all right.
Yeah, that was probably the 6-year-old boy, girl, whatever the fuck it was.
It's so good.
Yeah, I don't
it's
know.
It's so retarded.
That's what I mean. Like, I actually felt like my IQ got lowered.
It definitely does.
It's like I'm going to leave here dumb.
Yeah. Well, you were already dumb when you came, so yeah. Fuck.
I can't get any dumber. Fuck me, man.
But the best thing is when you're driving down the street listening to it and you're singing along. It's so retarded, but yeah. It's so funny.
I think, like, that would probably really trip me out if I was, like, fucking, like, had a few cones or some shit. Like, it would be funny, but I feel like it would be scary funny. Like, it will scar me for life.
Oh, nah, no. There is plenty of music that will scar you for life.
Nah, because, man, like, when it comes to, like, when I smoke weed, it does the opposite of what it's meant to do.
All right.
Me. So, like, instead of making me, like, relax, I start getting paranoid of the shit that's not even there.
Yeah.
So, like, I start thinking that there's some person, like, around the corner out to get me, and I'm at my mate's house chilling. Like, it's fucking weird.
You know what's one of the best, bit of the best music videos I've ever seen?
Segue.
Is Coldplay, Up and Up.
No shit.
Have you ever heard that song?
I actually don't know.
I hate Coldplay with a passion, but this video is fucking amazing.
You know, like one of the most, like, okay, like, in what way? Is it like scary? Is it like fucking dark?
Oh, no, it's just amazing. So someone will be pouring, there'll be a plane flying and all these paratroopers will jump out and they land in a bowl of cereal that a kid's eating the cereal.
Oh, right.
And then the kid will scoop up that, and then there's a bunch of dolphins or whatever swimming in the milk, and then it's trippy type of shit. Yeah, it's not scary.
Yeah, but it's just like it sort of warps into like one reality into another one, and there's some other weird shit. Sort of like a fucked up weird journey, but still enjoyable at the same time.
Yeah, a lot of death metal is like basically just like Saw, you know, the movie Saw.
Yeah.
But that storyline just put to music.
Oh, true.
It's just all about killing people and eating dead bodies and.
Well, I think that's like a. It's hard to understand like for a lot of people, but I think like it's still a form of expression.
And it's just like, it's fun. Like they just have fun making the most retarded, most offensive shit ever.
But still, a form of it's some form of release at the same time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like anger, hurt, pain.
Dicey had a band called Choke, and they were like a grindcore band. And what Dicey, was it the song "Your Mum's Cunt Stinks"? Was that the one that got it banned? So they had an album that was the first album in Australia to be banned.
You serious?
Because
that's a fucking good title to have, man.
Yeah.
Fuck
so
yeah.
There was this one song was called "Your Mum's Cunt Stinks," and there was another song that was about eating shit, right? And chocoholic.
Oh, it's about eating shit.
And
that's a good play on words. I like that.
Yeah, there's some weird law in Australia that it's illegal to write or do videos or anything about eating shit. So what some weird religious group. Yeah, so this weird religious group would have found out about it.
And just like lost their shit, literally.
So it's illegal to own a copy, like the original pressing of this album.
You serious? Fuck, man, that's another good title to fucking have up there, you know what I mean?
They re-released it. And what, you weren't allowed to have Chocoholic and your mum's cunt stinks wasn't allowed to say your mum's cunt stinks? Is that right? So you could re-release it, couldn't print the lyrics, and they were allowed to play it live.
That's a
lot of effort for your stupid band. For a band that sold 700 CDs.
Fuck, no shit. That's actually pretty that's honorable.
Awesome, eh?
That's an honorable way to sort of go out.
Fuck yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got.
It was in the Sunday Times. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, because I remember getting banned, and then like the only reason why, like, it sounds fucked up, but the only reason why I sort of agreed to go back is because like the winner gets 150.
Oh, yeah, that's where I go. Most of the time, it's a horrible gig.
Yeah, no, well, most time it is like the dying fetus. Mm. You know what I mean?
The dying fetus of comedy.
Yeah, no, legit. But I've been blessed to actually win it twice. So then, like, I feel like going there is not just an experience. A bit of pocket change,
yeah,
the type of shit, you know what I mean? So like that's why I've sort of agreed to still like, yeah man, yeah, I'll do it. I know it sounds fucked up.
I like how you're rubbing it in that you've won it twice. I've never won it.
But you know what? Everybody gets theirs.
This guy over here, too big for his boots.
Oh fuck no.
Wins Raw Comedy.
I didn't even win. What are you talking about? I just got to the
I wish you'd won.
Bro, I was hoping I would win. But I knew I wouldn't, obviously. You know what I mean? I say cunt. I talk about rape shit, you know what I mean?
If you won, would you have posted a lot saying, I'd like to thank God and this is my destiny and I'm going to really kill it when I get to Melbourne and I'm going to represent and show Perth?
You know, not really. I'm sort of like a quiet achiever. I don't like to do those type. Like some people like to go public every time they win something or whatever. And that's fine. You can do what you want to do.
Yeah.
I just operate differently. I just like to just get on with it, you know what I mean?
Just keep coming in bitches' faces. You know?
Yeah, and just keep getting banned from places.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's my whole fucking angle like, with that shit, you know what I mean? So
you should get banned from Shapiro's.
What did I do there?
Just do it. Just do something.
I actually said a rape joke last night and it didn't go down so well, but I still didn't give a fuck.
That's very offensive.
Yeah, I know. I feel like
as a rapist, I'm offended.
Fucking hell. Those two videos that you fucking showed me were offensive.
Oh, dude. Have you seen the guy that has the thick foot skin?
Yeah, man.
And chops it with the knife and feeds it to the dog? How much of that did you get through?
A lot of it, actually, eh?
I struggled. I had to turn it off after seconds.
Man, there was like no blood.
I know.
And that's what scared me.
Oh. He was hacking it like when you go to Woolies and they cut off some.
I know, like it was like
roast beef.
Not legit. I felt like I was at a kebab shop, and they were like cutting the meat from the thing.
Yeah,
that's what it was like. This cunt was literally shaving it off or cutting it off like it was nothing, and half the cunt's heel was gone.
So, and it looks like that's something he does a lot.
It looks like that fucked up crust that your feet gets.
Yeah, but inches of it.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So I don't think it was his. It looked like his heel, but I think it was just like the thick.
Yeah, it was
the thick crust of that shit.
But how quickly he was carving it off. That's not the first time he's done it.
Yeah.
So how fast does that build up? Like, is he running through forests and shit every day?
This guy probably doesn't even have shoes.
No.
Why would
you need him?
Well, this guy probably can't afford it. That's why he has that thick shit on there.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? So.
Who's winning the game? Him.
Or the dog.
Free dog food.
Yeah, the dog's definitely winning. He probably loves following that kind of around.
Gross, man.
Yeah, you know, wait. That dog. This cat doesn't even have to look for food.
The dog's got the taste for human flesh now, though.
But would you really call that human flesh, though? Because it's sort of like, it's sort of fungus type of shit. So is that really human flesh per se?
You have to cut it from a human body to eat it. I don't know. It's close enough for me.
I think it's the skin, though. You know what I mean?
I can't say it's the skin when you've cut inches of it off.
Inches of fungus on the skin.
Oh, whatever, Dr. Foot.
Look.
Bruno's not only a comedian, he's a podiatrist.
I don't know shit about feet, man.
Have you got a foot fetish?
I actually don't, man. I know a few people that do, and I'm trying to understand it.
I don't get it.
It's like...
Feet are just there.
That's what I mean. Like, I use my feet so I can...
Walk?
Yeah, that's it.
Dance?
I've never looked at a foot and gone, oh, yeah.
Look at those feet.
Fuck, look at
toe. I'd love to fuck those arches.
Some people feet fuck.
I know.
And I don't get it, man. See, like, you know what I'm saying? Exactly, that's...
Oh, fuck, that's brilliant. Just saw a bit of an interesting glance across the room.
No, see, like, this is the thing, though. Like, I can appreciate seeing a chick that has, like, her feet done, toenails, like, all that shit. But even when done, I'm not like, oh... I've seen, I noticed, I'm like, no, that's nice.
I'll put it this way. If you've, in my opinion, if I'm with a chick and she's willing to let me fuck her feet, she's willing to let me do a lot of other things that aren't fucking her feet, and I would rather do those things.
Possibility, yes, but at the same time, she's probably aware of the fact that dudes have feet fetishes.
True. We know a couple that has a foot fetish, and one night they went out clubbing, came home at about 3 a.m, they're both sitting on a couch, like sort of the opposite way. So with just hanging out. And then the chick starts moving her foot towards the guy's mouth.
Yeah.
They'd been out clubbing and dancing for hours and hours.
Rank.
Her feet would have been just... And he was all...
True.
Yeah. But they had a foot fetish.
Oh, rank.
Hmm.
Well, fuck, she should have known better.
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck... Like, that's like... Sucking a dude's dick after a long day of work. Not like the dude's complaining.
No,
but it's just unhygienic.
It's rude.
That's what I mean. Like, I still want my balls to be clean.
Mm.
And I don't want the chick to be like, have a fucking bad time. I still want to give her like, good time. But how the fuck, why would you...
I get it, man. I call it gig dick. Like, you go to a gig, you hang out for 5 hours, you perform, you're all sweaty. You go hang out longer, you drive home. You get home and you've got that fucking waft of sweaty mustiness... And it's just gentlemanly to give it a clean.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
And then butt fuck them, you know?
Oh, fair call. Fair enough, you know what I mean? But, you know, but like whatever you decide to do, man, like, you know, like, it's all good. But it's just like, it's actually, you got to be, that's a cunt move.
Have you ever gone down on a chick that wasn't clean enough?
Don't get me started, cunt.
Ooh.
I did it on a stripper once.
Oh, dude. All right, here we go.
Yeah, that happened.
At the club?
Not at the club. I took the... Bro, this is in Thailand, by the way. So it was even worse.
What the fuck, bro?
Yeah, man. I was so... Like, I was like weird horny. Where I was just... It was too much horniness for my body to take.
I've done that. Yeah.
And I didn't actually know how to suppress it. And like, I was in a taxi and I just couldn't help myself. You know what I mean? I actually generally felt bad for the chick. But then I was the victim in the end. Because, like, when I took it back or whatever, at the time I was fucked up and I couldn't really, I didn't know, like, if it tasted bad, anything, like, in the moment. But the next morning, I almost yacked repeatedly in my own mouth.
Oh.
Man, it was fucking bad. It was the worst shit. Even when I brushed my teeth when I went for a shower and I came out and brushed it again, had breakfast, a coffee, brushed it, still didn't help. For the rest of the day, I had the aftertaste and the after smell of whatever the fuck that was.
I think you might have eaten a ladyboy's asshole.
No. Fucking, I hope not. I don't think so. But it was the worst I've ever.
Why would you do that though?
See, this chick was hot and I panicked.
True, when I panic, I just suck on down on him. That's the go-to move.
That's what I mean. Like, yeah. It's like, I better impress him.
Yeah.
Like, and I was, and then in the moment, it was good. Yeah. It was actually good in the moment.
You want to get them horny enough so that they'll shove anything in there. So then you feel that you're like, oh, well, I'm not self-conscious about my dick anymore.
You see what I'm saying?
And it doesn't matter how, you can have an 8-foot dick. There's still a part of you that's like, oh, fuck. Bro, for that split second.
I don't care what anybody says. As you said, everybody gets some type of insecurity in the bedroom. Doesn't matter
especially
what it is.
Especially then.
That's what I mean. And I was fucked up too. But at the time, like when I got her, or like because you pay a bar fee or whatever, like whatever the fuck it is,
it's called buying a hooker.
Yeah. Anyway, I call it paying a bar fee.
Paying a bar fee. Sure.
I was paying a bar fee, yeah. And she agreed paying or whatever. But then, like, I sort of panicked when she agreed because I didn't expect her to.
All right.
And seeing how hot she was, I'm like, what did I get myself into? Because then I thought I was batting too high, like I was sort of punching like above my weight type of thing.
So you should have bought someone uglier.
Well, low-key, you know what I mean? Just not as good-looking.
Get the hottest one. You did
obviously,
the right thing.
Yeah, but then at the same time, it's like, oh, fuck, she's that hot. I don't know.
But
you know
no,
what I mean?
When you're walking down the street, no one's looking at you thinking, if you were walking down with a fucking $4 hooker that looked like you in drag, everyone would just go, oh, look at this cheap cunt. When you're walking down with a hot
that's
one, they're
so
like,
true.
Oh, at least you shelled out for the...
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah. But at the same time, even like as I walked out, I was that insecure about walking out with this chick.
Oh, I hear you.
That I was walking out and I was like, oh, fuck, I'm getting judged. Just like, oh yeah, that can definitely pay for that one. You know what I mean? So it's just like...
The people looking at you are probably thinking, oh, fuck, I wanted to go and get that one.
It's been taken.
That's the weird thing, right? If you're going to bang a hooker, you know other dudes have been fucking her. But if I... Like, say it's Amsterdam in the window.
Yep.
I go to the window because I've seen a hot chick there. And you walk out.
Yeah.
I would go, I can't do this.
Yeah. But, especially when they just walked out.
Yeah, for some reason. It could be anyone.
Yeah. But I think that's a natural thing that guys do.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I can't speak of all guys, but like I myself, I'm also like that. If I like see a hot chick or whatever, and then she's leaving some dude or whatever, I'm like, I don't even want to go there again, period.
Yeah.
Just from the thought of whatever.
Yeah. I'll tell you what most guys don't do. They usually don't go down on Thai strippers.
I know I fucked up there real bad. You know what I mean? But. I learned that day, and fuck, I'll never do that again, man. That was actually, it was actually one of the worst experiences, not initially at the time, but it was the aftermath of all that.
Have you ever had sex where you're halfway through, you're like, oh God, I wish I hadn't done this?
Yeah, it was probably 20% of the time, of most times I have sex, so.
I remember one particular instance, I was halfway through. Years ago with this chick, and I went, I can't. I, my thought was, we were traveling to Brisbane for a concert, which was 7 hours, and there was this chick that I was hooking up with, had moved down there, sort of part of the way down, four hours towards there, and we were going to stay with her on the Friday night, so I could hook up and then go to the gig the next day.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was a nice little weekend I'd put together.
Fuck yeah. Carefully planned.
Yeah, but Tinder. Her room was like a crack den. It was just disgusting. The house was gross. And we're having sex doggy style. And halfway through, I thought, oh, fuck, I should have just stayed at my auntie's and had a wank.
Oh, that is gold, man.
And then I was just waiting to finish. It was so boring. The worst sex I've ever had in this disgusting room.
You serious?
And I was there with two mates. And I went out afterwards and we were hanging. Me and the other two boys were hanging out in the lounge room. She comes out and goes, oh, come in when you want to go to bed. And I went, yeah, cool. And then she went to bed. And this is awful. But I said to the guys, I'm not going back in there. I'm sleeping on the couch.
True.
And they go, you can't do that. And I said, I know that's fucked. But I'm just going to say I fell asleep out here. It is fucking gross in there.
Fuck.
So, and anyway, after
as
that...
As in, like, the house or the sexual experience or both?
Everything.
Oh, fuck, okay.
The house was so anyway, we drive the rest of the distance to Brisbane, go see Iron Maiden, drive the 7 hours home, talking about this the whole way, of course. I'm telling these guys, oh, it's the worst route I've ever had. It's disgusting. That was so, so fucked. One of those dudes started dating this chick not long after.
Get the fuck out of here.
Then he stopped talking to me.
As in, like, you did something wrong or some shit.
Yeah, it's like I banged it first and it was terrible. And then you started dating her after I told you it was terrible. So I think...
That's weird.
He couldn't deal with it because this guy prior to that, in his teen years and early 20s, was fucking Miss Indy models and her sister at the same time.
Really?
Yeah. He was killing it.
But this guy was killing it and you went backwards?
Yeah. Yeah, the girl he's got now is just an average looking girl. But he played the game too long.
Mm.
So, I lost where we are. We're talking about that dude.
Talking about horrific experience and how the house was shit. It was fucked
so
up.
So the chick, yeah. He starts dating her, stops talking to me. Him and I were going to Europe together.
No shit.
On a trip for 3 months. And just real good mates.
And he's bailed.
He cancelled it, never even told me. And no I found shit. This out 2 weeks before we were leaving for a 3 month trip.
Fuck.
Just a piece of shit. So anyway, that chick ended up cheating on him. And then he was paying for her tats, paying for everything. He's putting all this money on her constantly. And she's cheating on him. And then she's like, are you still going to finish my tats?
What the fuck?
She's a whore, man. Then she was fucking... And the guy she was with now that she cheated with. Oh, I said his name. I'll be...
Yeah, right.
What time is it? 36.
All right. I know it's all shit.
I don't care. He's a fuckhead anyway. Fuck him.
Nah, it's all good.
And then one night she came around to hook up and she's like, oh, I'm a dirty girl. He goes, you're a fucking slut. That's what you are. She's like, yeah, I'm a slut. And he goes, no, I'm not.
Along with
yeah,
it.
He's like, no, I'm not even trying to be sexy. You are a piece of shit. You are a slut. And she just kept getting more turned on.
No
so
shit.
So after he fucked her, he threw her in the shower and pissed all over her. And he's like, yeah, you're going to sit there until I tell you you can move. She loved it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, then she got pregnant to some other guy, then broke up with him, and just an animal. When she was with...
an animal.
animal. When she was with this guy, she started talking to this guy from this band, Defamer, a death metal band. They're terrible. Anyway, went to Brisbane and her... Fuck, I'm going to have to beep this name out of it. They went to the same gig we went to in Brisbane, and this bitch is going off flirting with this bass player from Defamer. And she says, it's somewhere in the conversation, she's like, I'm going to get your logo tattooed. And he dared her to do it. So she got this logo of Defamer.
Actually tattooed.
Tattooed on the back of her neck.
Get fucked.
Like, I don't know.
Like hardcore 15 size.
15 centimeters by 8 centimeters or some shit.
Fuck, man. That's dedication.
But she couldn't even name one of the songs. She was just doing it to try and fuck the dude.
Wow.
This is the type of classy produce we have in my city.
Fuck, man. That's pretty hardcore, man. Like, I heard some fucked up stories, but that's pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't even know how to feel right now. You know what I mean? It's actually... That's fucked, man.
Mm.
What's the chick's name?
Fuck. Look up what Facebook. Did they used to call her?
Whoremouth.
Whoremouth. Her name's... Shout out to... You big fucking slut.
My number 04.
Oh, you know on this. Oh.
No, I don't know. Both did the same time.
Wasn't a bad looking bird, but yeah.
Yeah, but so the point, man, like, but those are the ones that are the most, like, okay, I don't want to say most fucked up, but a lot of the experiences that I've had or whatever, not even like the ones I've fucked, just the ones that I've known.
Yeah.
A lot of them that are the most fucked up are the hottest ones.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're so hot and yet so insecure, like at a crazy...
Yeah.
I'm not saying all of them like that, just a lot of them that I know, you know what I mean? So, like, don't get it twisted. A lot of people get all fucking, oh, no, all girls like that. Well, I didn't fucking say that, you know what I mean?
You're getting in an argument before the argument's happening right now.
You know what I'm saying? Because I already prepared for that shit, you know what I mean? I'm already prepped for the bullshit.
You've got the Twitter responses written down already, just ready to fire off.
Pretty much, like, there's the updated status, and then there's the reply of my own reply that no one's replied yet, and then I just keep going. so you can share that whole thing.
All right, let's do some cunty questions. I feel like we've got there.
Keep it real out there in the streets of Spielwood.
Cunty questions.
That's right. What would you? Would you rather live in prison or live as Stephanie with a fake mummy and daddy living as a six-year-old girl?
You can't get mad at that though, man. Like, if I was to choose, it would obviously be the fucking Stephanie fuckwit, because you ain't got shit to worry about.
That's a good point.
So I'll probably take the knee.
Probably take a knee for the country, for the national anthem.
Pretty much, yeah. I take
for
the
your
knee.
Dignity.
I take a knee for the transsexuals out there. You know, the one. I'll take my hat off to you.
Fair enough. Would you rather say? Imagine. I got another one for you. You can only eat cat food.
Mm-hmm.
You can only eat cat
tuna. Yep.
Yeah. No, cat food.
Okay.
Not tuna.
All right.
If it's cat tuna, yeah. If it's, if there's a cat on the tin.
Yep. I got you.
You can take it in.
Anyway,
you can only eat cat, so you can have like a stir fry or bolognese, but every time you're cooking with cat.
Oh, so it's actual not cat food.
Cat
like as in the cat. Meat cat.
Yeah.
No cat. Shit. Okay. Yep.
Or every time you shit, you've got to do it in a litter box. Every time you piss, if you're out in public, you got to take one with you or do it behind a tree like a cat would.
Fuck, that's hard. I'll probably eat cat. Fuck it.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm shitting.
I asked
in a kid little fucking.
Well, I asked Simone Springer and Lucy, fuck Ewing. I always say it wrong. Two Perth comedians about this. They both went with the litter box. Because they couldn't bring themselves to eat a cat.
Which is pretty humane when you think about it.
Fair enough, but we're different people to them, aren't we?
Well, we're different species, period.
Yeah, we know that with the right spices, roast cat's not going to be too bad.
For dude, yeah.
Pulled pork, pulled cat.
Next question.
That's the last question.
Oh, true.
Mm.
Oh, fuck.
The other question is, are you pumped to go and see Ari Shaffir?
Fuck yeah. This is actually going to be the first time he's seeing him, so it's actually going to be, I feel like it's going to be...
You haven't even seen any of his material,
nah.
Right? Perfect.
Perfect. That's what I'm saying.
I like seeing bands like that too.
I figured it just, you get a fresh perspective because I feel like you don't give comedians enough credit from just seeing some shit on the fucking internet.
It's not the same to feel it in the room.
That's what I'm saying. Like when you see comedy live, it's so much different when you see it on a fucking
video. It's not edited.
Exactly.
Last night when I was at the show, he did, I don't even know, it might have been more, but at least a solid half hour of questions and stuff with the audience.
Oh, no shit.
It was crazy.
See, that's fucking killer.
Yeah, he did a couple of stories. Mm. He's got that This Is Not Happening, he used to be on the This Is Not Happening storyteller show.
Mm.
So he did his set, then a couple of stories, then crowd work. It was like 2 hours. It was awesome.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
So it's kind of a beast.
Yeah.
Mm.
You're going to see it for yourself. Let's roll.
Fuck yeah.
Thanks to everyone for listening. Bruno Oliveira.
Thanks for having me, man. It's a pleasure.
The Cuddle Pimp.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
My man.
Hypermanic Noise.